In the south of the country, there have been some unusually cold days recently. Freeze warnings are in place in the Florida Panhandle, and there has been snow in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, even the usually balmy climes of South Louisiana. That is where commentator Ed Cullen lives. He says quick-changing winter weather is just part of life for Louisianans.
It is now truly winter in South Louisiana. All the tropical plants are in the house. A few days ago, overnight lows hit the 20s, and the basil bushes and banana trees in the front yard turned black. In Baton Rouge, capital city of the Pelican State, we begin moving plants inside with each successive blast of cold air. No matter what the almanac says, it's not winter until the house is full of tropical plants, along with pots of tender perennials, angel wing begonia, patchouli, bromeliads, airplane plants, and bay laurel. Seeds saved from last year's plants dry in brown paper bags hanging from wooden dowels in our dining room, or cling to dried husks of hollyhock and larkspur. Somewhere there is a paper bag filled with tiny minarets of poppy seed, fine as dust. My wife makes an arbor of the big potted trees we move inside, then shoves my recliner into the little woods. There are ficus trees and Norfolk pine inside the house that are almost as old as our grown children. Sitting in the living room on winter nights, we hear the soft clack of ficus leaves falling on the tile floor. This year I draped patio lights over some of the ficus branches, little torpedo-shaped bulbs inside stamped tin shades. I invited my grandson, Cullen, to sit in the recliner in the grove of ficus, wish aloud for stars, and look up. Suddenly there were stars in the firmament of ficus, skinny little lights inside tin buckets hanging 3 feet above Cullen's face. We repeated the game several times. We cherish winter in South Louisiana. We don't always deal with it well, but the cold air helps us forget that for 3 months of the year we are Guatemala North. My feet and ankles bask in the warmth from the heater of my 20-year-old truck. Cold air finds its way past the truck's cracked and shriveled rubber window gaskets to swirl around my ears, but my feet are warm, and that's all that matters. I spend as much time outside in the winter as I can, especially once the cold weather stuns the Baton Rouge mosquito, an insect with stainless steel proboscis of hypodermic sharpness. Until cold weather comes, gardeners have to keep moving or slather themselves with bug repellent. Winter routs this Taliban of the garden. Until the air warms, which it does every few days, we can sit outside to read. However, when the mosquitoes thaw, outdoor readers must move around like quick-stepping priests reciting their offices. So it goes in a South Louisiana winter, frigid and warm in turn. Newspaper columns written in long johns and flannel-lined slippers read a few days later by people in shorts sipping iced coffee at round wrought-iron tables under blackened banana bushes.
Ed Cullen is a columnist for the Baton Rouge Sunday Advocate.